This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today, we're speaking with Dr. Stephen Swan, speaking on behalf of North American Rescue, sharing the importance of audio bleeding control kits. As a trauma surgeon with the United States Army, Dr. Swan has experienced firsthand how rapid response to a life-threatening bleeding injury can make the difference between life and death. Dr. Swan, a pleasure to have you with us today here on eHealth Radio.
Well, thank you very much, sir. Glad to be on board.
Our pleasure to have you out, and thanks for your time. So tell us, for starters, what is the audio bleeding control kit?
Well, an audio bleeding control kit is the first of its kind bleeding control kit that reduces the need for prior training by providing a demanded audio instructions along with supplies to control severe, moderate, and mild bleeding injuries. You know, over the past several years, we've witnessed a growing number of horrific events that have rattled our country and put fear in everyday activities such as sending our children to school or even attending a concert. And we've learned from these events that it's the people who are directly involved or the bystanders in the vicinity of the tragedy that assume the role of first responders until professional help arrives. We also know that when this type of tragedy occurs and people's lives are in line, we all want to help out. But many times, people just simply don't know what to do, nor do they have the supplies to respond with. The bleeding control kit provides both. The audio portion of the bleeding control kit provides audio instructions of how to respond to any bleeding emergency, but also provides the supplies with which to respond.
Now, if someone has a bleeding emergency, can't we just call 911 and wait for EMS to arrive?
Well, you can, and hopefully EMS will arrive in time. But even though EMS is designed to arrive within 8 to 10 minutes of a phone call, we often know that EMS doesn't respond for even upwards of 30 or 45 minutes, and that can be dependent on traffic situation or weather or other conditions that affect the response time. However, a victim can bleed to death within 3 to 5 minutes. A severe injury to the femoral artery, one can bleed to death in even 2 to 3 minutes. And if one has multiple injuries, one can bleed to death even faster. So with a bleeding emergency, response has got to be performed immediately to save life and even before EMS can arrive.
Now, Dr. Swan, taking that further, has there been any call to action by Homeland Security and the White House that would empower the general public to respond when they are needed most?
Yes, there has. A few years ago, the White House put together a Stop the Bleed campaign. And this program brought together Homeland Security, National Security Council, Health and Human Services, as well as private and public industry and public volunteer organizations to put together a campaign to provide the tools and the knowledge necessary to help people respond to a bleeding emergency. This campaign has become very active and has even been taught in Congress to senators and congressmen. But it just hasn't quite gotten the exposure that it's needed to have up to this point in time. But the Stop the Bleed campaign really has five important points that we need to take knowledge of here. First, the general public will know how to stop life-threatening bleeding in the event of an emergency. Second, the general public will have access to effective personal bleeding control kits. Third, the general public will have access to effective public bleeding control kits. Fourth, every bleeding control kit will provide just-in-time audio and visual training. And finally, placement of the audio bleeding control kits will be placed next to all automated external defibrillators, or AEDs, around the country.
And most helpful information, and thanks for breaking that down today. We're joined by Dr. Swan, a fellow of the American College of Surgeons, a diplomat of the American Board of Surgery, a graduate of the National War College, speaking on behalf of North American Rescue here on eHealth Radio's Emergency Care and Health News channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, Dr. Swan, can you explain exactly how this kit would work?
Well, it's quite simple. The kit contains three color-coded supply packs that differentiate between severe, moderate, and mild bleeding, as well as injury location. so the user can rapidly choose the correct pack. There's also picture instructions that come along with the bleeding control kit and audio play buttons that are on the front of the kit so that one can control the volume, forward and reverse speaking, so the following instructions about how to apply the kit. The users can control the pace and order of the audio instructions using the pause, playback, forward, and stop buttons. The control buttons allow the kit to be used in a chaotic or loud environment as needed, and the language control button even enables the user to switch between English or Spanish instructions. The lightweight kit is very portable, can be used on any flat surface, it can be stored in a car trunk, or anywhere in one's home. They can even be wall-mounted in a cabinet, and these wall mounts can hold multiple packs in case one has many injuries. And just as AEDs are in public spaces, were once a new concept, audio bleeding control kits are the first line of defense in saving a life today.
Lastly, Dr. Swan, we all know we can't stop living our lives because we fear the possibility of events like an active shooting, which we do see too often. What would you tell people to make them more aware?
Well, most importantly, you must familiar yourself with your surroundings. Everyone's got to be vigilant. If you see something, you got to say something. If you find yourself in a situation where you need to help an injured family member or friend, knowledge is power. The ability to stop bleeding has got to come from training of the skills that we talked about today. In today's unpredictable world, training in these skills is very important. In the military, in fact, everyone is trained in how to apply a tourniquet to control bleeding. It's a very necessary skill on today's battlefield. That, however, is not the case for your average layperson, and it's unlikely that anyone will be trained in how to apply these emergency response procedures in the case of a bleeding emergency. In these situations, the non-trained individual must rely on a guiding voice, someone to tell them exactly what to do, and provide the materials with which to do that. That's exactly what the bleeding control kit is here for and what we've described today.
Well, Dr. Swan, we certainly appreciate all you do in the space and for your service in the military and speaking on behalf of North American Rescue. Where can listeners get all the details on these audio bleeding control kits and how could one be in contact as needed?
The website is narescue.com, and that should be able to find all the things you need to respond to any emergency.
Dr. Swan, again, thanks for joining us here today on eHealth Radio. Certainly wish you all the best.
My pleasure as well. Thank you, sir.
And you're more than welcome. We've been speaking with Dr. Stephen Swan, a fellow of the American College of Surgeons, a diplomat of the American Board of Surgery, a graduate of the National War College, speaking on behalf of North American Rescue. And for all the details, visit narescue.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.